You are light in the Lord. In his letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul reminds us that through Christ, we are no longer defined by darkness, but transformed to live as children of the light. This light is not something we keep to ourselves. It is a gift meant to be shared, a call to embody God's love and carry it into the world. As I complete my first year as Archbishop of Washington, I have been deeply inspired by the faith and generosity I have encountered throughout Archdiocese. I have been blessed to meet clergy, religious, and lay faithful, whose dedication brings the gospel to life each day. Through an extraordinary range of spiritual, pastoral, educational, and charitable works, the Church truly stands as a beacon of kindness, hope, and healing in our communities. During this first year, I met with more than 400 parish leaders in groups of 15, and they conveyed to me with honesty, depth, faith, and insight their understanding of how our local church in the district, St. Mary's County, Calvert County, Charles County, Prince George's County, and Montgomery County can grow in faith and witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. These sessions were a mixture of exhilaration, joy, anguish, probing, and compassion. And when the priests of the Archdiocese gather for our convocation this past November, I read a summary of my meetings with the lay leadership, and I asked them to reflect in small groups on the themes that were raised with the laity and to bring their own experience and pastoral insights to design a set of overarching pastoral goals for the work of our parishes, schools, social services, and the Archdiocese during the next 5 years. You will be hearing more from your parish priests on the 6 goals that emerged for pastoral action. The first is to foster a parish culture which piercingly invites people to a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. This is the most important goal. The second is to provide formation which deepens the sacramental life of the church. The third is to celebrate and evangelize marriage and family life. The fourth is formation of the laity as missionary disciples. The fifth is to care for the vulnerable, migrants, the unborn, and the marginalized. And the sixth is to reverse the avalanche of young people leaving the church, which is a great source of anguish for all of us. I invite you to reflect upon these pastoral priorities. I am confident you will see how these goals can help us foster a more vibrant church and why these ministries are worthy of our support. Our faith calls each of us to gratitude. Gratitude for God's abundant blessings, and it also calls us to compassion and empathy for one another. When we live out our faith through concrete actions, we strengthen the ministry of the church, both within our parishes and far beyond them. I am especially grateful for the warm welcome I have received as I visit parishes, schools, and ministries throughout the Archdiocese. Your faith, generosity, and commitment are a powerful witness to Christ's love in action. Many of you have received a letter from me inviting you to support the 2026 Annual Catholic Services Appeal. This appeal is one of the most important ways we come together as a local church to care for one another and to build a vibrant, faithful community. Your gifts make it possible for the church to serve in ways that no single parish could accomplish alone. Through the Annual Catholic Services Appeal, Catholics support more than 70 vital programs. These include the formation and education of our priests, whose seminary training is made possible through your generosity. Through ministries across the Archdiocese, we celebrate the richness and diversity of our Catholic family, the faith formation of children, youth and young adults in our schools and parishes, and works of mercy, justice, and evangelization, all through your generosity. These are works of light, works that only the Church can provide, and only with your support. I humbly ask that you prayerfully consider supporting the 2026 Annual Catholic Services Appeal. Your gift will provide much needed support to those who rely on the Church's care. More than that, it is a tangible expression of your compassionate concern for others throughout our Archdiocese. During the Jubilee Year of Hope, our Holy Father reminded us that the supreme rule of the Church is love, and that every one of us is called to participate in it. We are reminded that within the Church, we are all in need of God, and we are all in need of one another. This recognition leads us to practice reciprocal love, receiving love with humility and offering it generously in return. Making the Holy Father's words my own, I pray that the Lord may grant us the grace to be deeply rooted in God's love, so that we may live in true communion with one another. May we continue to be, as a Church, joyful witnesses of unity, hope, and love, in shining Christ's light for all to see. Thank you, and may God bless you profoundly.